Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is January 6th. Andy, how are we doing?
Brendan, I'm a little thrown off.
Why?
First time recording is the 6th? What the hell is going on?
What do you mean?
Should be the 1st. We record on 1st.
Well, we could have recorded last Friday, but we punted with 8 hours a year in review podcast.
We took a little hiatus.
Yeah, we took Monday off. So it is great to be back in the new year with you. We're rested and ready. Best shape of our lives, as I say, coming in, ready for another breakout 2021. Did you enjoy the new year?
I did. I had a very relaxing new year. Wasn't much going on. I think I went to bed about 10 p.m.
Wow.
Our thoughts were the earlier we go to bed, the earlier 2020's over. So
that's not a bad thought.
You know, we had a good year. We had obviously the birth of a healthy daughter, but, you know, all in all, just wanted to turn the page.
Sure.
What about you?
It was fine. I got a little tanked looking at watching bowl games and stuff like that. But I always think New Year's Eve is overrated. New Year's Day is primo,
so much
in my
better.
Opinion.
I love it. This New Year's Day was just great. I just laid on the couch all day.
And usually, New Year's Eve is just so. Yeah, they gouge you with everything, right? You get some all-you-can-everything deal, and it's overpriced, and it's always a letdown. And then New Year's Day, you just go to, in normal times, go to a bar with friends, watch the Winter Classic, the bowl games, just kind of casually have a day. That's the way to do it, and that's what we had this time. Anyways.
The Buckeyes, too. How about that?
I'm not a Buckeyes fan, but...
I'm a Big Ten country fan.
I didn't mind seeing him stuffing Dabo in a locker. You know, Dabo, I like. I don't mind Clemson. I'm an ACC guy more than anything. But you know, Dabo needed a little pop in the face now and then.
He was trying to bully him around.
Yeah.
They did what you're supposed to do to a bully. They popped him right in the face. You know.
All right, now we're talking about college football games that are 4 or 5 days old.
Hey, are you a resolution guy? I can't remember. You're not.
No. I mean, a resolve to keep on living, man. I don't know. I lost a ton of weight last year, but it wasn't like a resolution. I just calendar turned. I thought, maybe I'll give this a go. Didn't drink in January. That helped. But yeah. Are you a resolution person?
No. Yeah, I mean, sometimes my resolutions a couple years ago, probably 7 years ago, was just to read one book because I didn't read a book.
For the year?
Yeah, one book.
I mean, that's good. I hardly read anymore either. But usually when people say that, it's a book a month.
No, just one. I think I read two that year. This year I've read a few books. It's not that. You know, yeah. I developed a very bad sweets addiction this fall.
Okay.
Over the summer. You know, I think it's because I wasn't drinking as much.
What are we talking? Like chocolate?
Like dessert. I'd eat dessert all the time.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Every night dessert was happening.
Okay.
And I mean, it was a ravaging addiction by the end of it. And so this January, there's no dessert. No dessert is in the cards except for my wife's birthday. The only dessert day of the month. And let me tell you, the sugar addiction is no joke. I feel like it is a real thing.
Okay. You feel better? No sweets and all that? So far, 6 days in?
I don't know. I'm drinking tea at night to get me over the hump. You know? It's really hard. I've got
you and Westy having tea with your English English brethren. All right. Well, we're on. We're on to bigger and better things. Resolutions. One thing we were resolved not to do is leave birthday shout-outs in the year behind us.
What's going on?
I got a great one. Been alerted to it as a very special individual's birthday today. The little guy's fourth birthday.
Fourth?
was not around.
You can get us like flagged for being like a child show.
Was not around, just 4 years old, which means he was not around in 2015 for the U.S. Amateur. It is Trigger's birthday.
Trigger.
4 years old. Happy birthday to my little trooper. This is Jake Paver. The I think Super, is that correct, at Olympia Field? Somebody sent us his Instagram post wishing Trigger a happy birthday. He's 4 years old.
I've met Jake, actually. Trigger, too. Yeah. Happy birthday, Trigger.
Four. Definitely not old enough to have been there when Bryson rolled through.
Hey, I got another one.
Okay, what's that?
It's a couple days away, but I know I'll forget it. John Ezekwitz is turning 30 this weekend.
Oh, he's only 30? God, Chief he's Data done a lot Officer. Of his life already. Jeez. Yeah. Happy birthday to John. Killing it. He had a great, insightful post on win equity, right?
Yeah, that was good.
Good
smart,
stuff.
Smarter than us.
Yeah, smart guy. Happy birthday to John. I got one more. Wow. New Year's birthday.
What are we doing?
Happy birthday. This is from Kelly. I think it's Kelly Latorno. Probably mispronouncing it. I'm married to a very fun surgeon, fan of your show, and he's turning 40 on January 16th. So we're a little earlier here. Sorry. 40th. Could you guys holler at him? His name is Phil Latorno, but he calls himself Big Daddy in third person. I don't know if she wanted me to share that, but I like that. That's good. Happy birthday. He's a truly wonderful husband and father to our one-year-old son, and we're off to his favorite place, Bandon Dunes, to celebrate. Surgeon in Oregon.
Same as Mrs. Friedeich's birthday.
Oh, okay.
January 16th.
All right, well, we'll throw that out there. Now that we've done all this business, let's move on to golf. This is a great week. Fantastic week. We have, for whatever reason, I think this is the fourth year maybe we've done Kapalua. It's just been a bounty of amusements. It's just good to get back, jump back into it. You get golf. You know, usually we're freezing our ass off. It's been miserable here. It's a late kind of primetime viewing. And there's just always some good stuff going on. Always some amusements. Always, you know, what kind of graphics are they playing around with in terms of big tournaments, season of championships, things like that, FedEx Cup standings. It's always a little bit of fun as the broadcast sort of work out the kinks as well. So we have the Century. This is our schedule for the week. First one, 2021. Century Tournament of Champions. It is the only OWGR event of the week. That's very rare. Usually you have some sort of event in far-flung tour and some odd corner of the globe, you know, a tour you've never heard of. But this is the only event, OWGR event of the week, Century Tournament of Champions. It is not the only event, you know, with Pro Tour caliber players, because we've got the Big Money Classic going on down in Central Florida. I want to get this right. It's at
some
Lake.
Former FedEx Cup number ones in the field there.
Who?
Danny Chops.
Oh, Fred Funk was walking around. Tyler Strafacci, I know, was there. I don't think his grandfather was.
Was his dad caddying?
I don't think so. But this was this is at the Legacy Club at Alachua Lakes in Heathrow, CC. Are you familiar with either of those?
I know Heathrow is an airport in England.
I thought that was coming. You think it's a home and home? They do like 36 over there and 36 in Orlando area, Alachua Lakes.
Could be a wait, what do they call those? The sister clubs.
The Legacy Club at Alachua Lakes. Buddy, don't buddy.
You got reciprocal play privileges to all the RNA clubs if you remember there. Calling up Muirfield. I am a member at Alachua Lakes Legacy Club.
I mean, this must have been a major buy-in. must have been, it's a 400 grand purse. That's more than like a lot of the big money golf club. I don't know who's behind this. There's some pro-am. I've seen there's some different, you know, different celebrities or celebrity adjacent type folks that are down there. 400 grand's a lot of money for a purse.
John Peterson's down there.
Like the John Peterson?
Yeah.
Of Louisiana and Fort Worth. Okay. Let me see what our leaderboard is. This is not meant to be a... Armando Favela is what I see. 8 under. Leads Will Cannon and Adam Svensson. Stefan Jaeger, greatest web tour player of all time. A lot of guys like that.
I think somebody would argue with the Stefan Jaeger, greatest web tour player of all time.
What's the argument?
I feel like that... what's his name? Who's the guy? He was the USAM guy.
All right, we're off to... Yeah, we're fresh. We're hot out of the gate here in 2021.
I can't remember who... The guy, he's got the all-time wins record on the web tour. You know,
I assume Jaeger's got to be close to that, though.
It's like the minor league tour. That's a record you don't want to have. That means you spent too much time down there.
I know. Anyways, is that a bigger purse than web events? 400 grand?
I think those are like 600.
Okay. I think that's right.
Good
purse.
All right,
Big Money Golf Classic. That's finishing up, I guess, Wednesday. That's not on TV, as far as I know. Maybe a streaming option somewhere out there. Not on TV yet. But the event that is on TV is a Century Tournament of Champions. It's an insurance company, I think, somewhere in rural...
In Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
It's Stevens Point.
Century World, the flower course.
Flower course.
All the flowers.
One of these years, I'm going to get up to see that place.
Yeah, that'd be a good
always
content.
Punt on it.
So that'll be on Golf Channel, I think, 6 to 10, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then it's a mix of NBC and Golf Channel on Sunday, ending at 8 p.m., just before my Browns play the Steelers and get their ass kicked. If it's even on at that point. If
it's
we
rough
even have
for
a roster
me, too. It's going to be on right during the Bears game when they're getting
the
their ass kicked.
I think the Bears
might
win that.
This is the thing with the NFL playoffs. I've been thinking about this all week. Is that the Bears or the Redskins, one of those two teams that... Just,
Washington football team.
Yeah, good point. Thanks for correcting me.
Everybody does that.
It's actually my favorite team name.
The football team.
Yeah, the football team. It's the best. I'm kind of mad that I forgot that. But one of those two teams is going to win because everybody's dogging them. Just the way the NFL works.
I think they rigged it against you. They waited so Kamara would be off the COVID list. They should have given you a Saturday game. They put it to Sunday.
It doesn't matter. Our team stinks. They're not good at defense. They're not good at offense. We got a pretty good kicker. We got a good kick returner, bad punt returner.
We just don't have everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. We got a good kicker and a good kick returner.
So that's your Century Tournament of Champions schedule. You want to talk anything about Kapalua Plantation course? You know, we've done it three times now. We've discussed it in depth. You have a couple sentences on it. It's the original core, Crenshaw, maybe their first
like one of their first
maybe?
Ones. Yeah. I think that, you know, Bill designed a course that in Texas, I forgot what it's called before it. It was really the course that put them on the map. Obviously, it's built on like a mountain, so it's not walkable. But it's a really good course. They walk it every year in this, but it's a big walk. And wide fairways.
I feel like there are a few carts, right? Up to some tee boxes, maybe. Yeah. They let them hop in every now and then. Shuttles, so to speak.
Thick Boy is going to be releasing the Kraken this week.
Yeah.
Wide fairways.
Do we think he hits a 500-yard drive?
I don't know. I saw it rain the other day.
Oh, okay.
So it might be a little bit soft. Obviously, year two since they did a renovation out there, which mostly
centered
around
refinement or refreshment. What was the word there? Refinement, refreshment, something like that. Okay. Okay. Renovation.
They softened a lot of the greens to, you know, appease the PGA Tour players a little bit more.
That's ridiculous.
And they got a centerline bunker out on 5. That's the big thing I'm watching this week. Year two, centerline bunker. Do they move tee boxes to avoid it? Do they let it be in play? You know, the fairway's only like 95 yards wide.
Yep.
But can these world-renowned athletes handle a bunker in the middle of the fairway? It's one of the things I'm watching. Lots of uneven lies. So this is a you know, this is one of my three things to watch at Kapalua.
Okay. What is
it? This can always be an indicator of somebody that might pop up off your radar as a potential Augusta pick.
Augusta. Yeah.
Pat Reed always played here before he won the Masters, and nobody would have thought he would have been a Augusta National guy because he doesn't hit it, you know, miles and everything. But, you know, he played well at Kapalua, and that's it's always an indicator that somebody's going to play well at the Masters because you're hitting from these crazy uneven lies into undulated greens.
Jordan Spieth articulated that very thing one of these years. Probably a couple of years ago now, because I don't think he's been back in this event. But that's why he loves this and Augusta so much, because he thinks he's more of a, I don't know, I think the word he used was field player and can kind of react. Doesn't need all the calculations off flat piece of ground. But I don't know if that feel is there anymore anyways. But what's your other thing to watch? Uneven lies.
Players versus the fifth hole. That's a big story. That's what I'm going to be watching early coverage.
Did someone go in that last Woodland? What was it? Woodland?
Just all pissed off.
Okay. But they shallowed it out. Is that accurate? No. Or did they?
I don't think
they made it less deep. Okay. All right.
Yeah, they did. They did make it less deep. It was they had to go back and shallow it out. Actually, that's right. You're correct about that. My other thing is, you know,
hey, can we talk about that for a second? What is it? What is it that bothers these guys about a centerline bunker? They don't like it. Just puts them on the fritz. It's not something they see enough. They need like they want to be able to aim down the middle of a fairway. What is it that really puts them on the fritz?
So they use their dispersion, right?
Yeah.
So say I have a dispersion of 55 yards.
Yeah.
You know, I know my ball is going to go. So they do is they avoid bunkers. You know, if a bunker's going to be in there, they might play short of it. You know, they might play long of it, or they play right or left of it. When the bunker's in the middle of the fairway, they can't avoid it. It's just there.
Yeah.
So it requires them to hit a shot where they're aiming, you know?
Well, that's, sounds like sort of the point of having a bunker.
Isn't it the point to, you know, like great golf design is to put bunkers or hazards, obstacles, right where people want to hit the ball.
Yeah.
That's the, but, you know, that's right. Not allowed on the PGA Tour.
All right. I didn't want to, I had to ask again. I know it's just a thing that bothers them, but a little aberration helps. Okay. What else do you
got? So then they don't want to play short of it. Like, you know.
Well, yeah, there's a whole issue with that. Yes. Yeah.
Is
this one actually in play? I mean, can they all bomb it over? We got to check that, confirm that.
So when I played the mid-am, there's a hole at Stonewall, the north course, the 15th hole. In the practice round, it's a 90-yard wide fairway, and there's like a 2-yard centerline bunker. It's tiny. It's like the smallest center bunker ever.
Yeah.
And I got to the tee. The guys that were playing in the practice round, we all look at each other like, "What the fuck are we supposed to do?" Yeah. Because left, which was narrower, is out of bounds. Right, which is wider, is safe, but you're further away. You got this bad angle in. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna fucking aim at it. You
right
know?
At it. Yeah.
Like, there's no way I'm gonna hit it in this little bunker. Sure enough, 2 days later, I'm like grinding on the cut line. I'm coming down the stretch, and I hit it right in the fucking bunker. So that's the problem with it. That's why it drives you nuts.
Plays with your head.
Well, yeah. Bit. You don't know what to do.
Yeah, I like
you
it.
You look at it and you say, "What the hell am I supposed to do here?" And that's why they don't like
these
it.
These everywhere. They need one every other week or something.
You know, one of the greatest holes of the world, the sixth hole at Carnoustie. You know why it's one of the greatest holes of the world?
Yeah.
Centerline bunkers and a boundary line. You know, it's pretty simple. Yeah. It's like, if you want to take on the hazard to the left and have a good shot. We saw that at Carnoustie. That hole, I think it unraveled Spieth on Sunday. I think he made an 8 there.
Might have been Spieth. Yeah, might have been Spieth.
He chickened out over to the right and got in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. a big hitter, I think, got popped there too, maybe wailing away. I can't remember. But yeah, Spieth, I think you're right. You're right.
Yeah, centerline bunkers should be used all over the place. But they aren't. You know why? Because the best players in the world, the best players in the world complain that they're unfair.
We cater to this 0.01% of the golfing population, right?
Yeah.
All right, what else you got to watch for? Is that it? Did you what'd you say?
Unevenized
center line? Okay.
Are we gonna get more gustings this year?
Does look like it might be breezy. I mean, this big thing today with Bryson and the umbrella, that is content for days. I don't know what it's. And I saw someone trying to say he does this calibration. And it's like we use these words. It's like he's just practicing. He's just fucking practicing his putting. He's trying to get the speed of the greens. But we got to use some word like calibration or terminal velocity. All this stuff. Like, come on. I know he's very exact and, you know, complex. But we don't need to use these, you know, over-dramatic words. He's just practicing his putting, trying to get the speed of these greens down. Now, apparently the umbrella is to simulate less windy conditions. I don't know. It looked dumb. He's got an umbrella guy. He's got a spritzer guy. He's got a towel guy who does the shade over his shoulder. I don't know what else he's got. He's got everything. All these conditions, I think it's a lot of it's for show, but who knows?
It's a lot of gobbledygook.
Are you concerned about there being gusting?
I just thought it would be, you know, something to remember about last year. Yeah, who knows? I haven't done enough investigative reporting into the weather to tell you for certain if there's going to be gusting. But I'm sure it's got the trade winds, you know, like it gets windy out there.
While we're on the subject of Bryson, we got a nice little tip from someone who worked on the range yesterday.
Oh.
Said Bryson was at the end of the range, just grunting, speed sessions, flailing away, screaming at himself, hit 211 ball speed, which he told Golf Channel about tonight. This is from Lead Tape Chronicles, also known as, I want to make sure I get appropriate credit, Andrew Von Lasso and his buddy Jeremy Taraya, who was on there. I got a video of it. He's at the end of the range, just going nuts. Apparently, he hit like 50 out and over the range onto the 15th hole. You know, the Capilouto range is just like this grove in the forest, like on the side of the hill, right? And there's a bunch of trees at the end. It's not very big, it doesn't look like. I guess he hit like 50-some balls into the 15th fairway, up and over the trees that are at the back of the range. So I don't know if he cuts down a piece of net, maybe like a limb or something.
Cut down a piece of a tree. He should get in there and cut down a leaf.
So he hit 211, which he claimed, he said, to Golf Channel. And then, when he's walking off, he's apologizing to Hideki and Hideki's entourage because of for all the grunting and noise coming from the end of the range. Hideki just, I guess, was looking on in bemusement, like, what's happening down there? Why is it so loud? Apparently, he apologized. He watched Hideki hit a few. He goes, Hideki was hitting fades. And Bryson says to him, nice fade. He goes, were you trying to do that? And Hideki said they were trying to hit draws.
It's pretty good.
So good. Pretty good. He's already doing his, you know, antics on the range. Can you imagine that? If you go to like hit balls on a professional tournament at range, and there's Bryson doing his speed sessions. All right. So we'll get a lot of Bryson stuff again this week. That's continuing the trend.
Is it going to be all the right year of Bryson again?
I don't know. I think we'll talk about predictions. We'll do predictions here in a little bit. Not like real predictions.
Why don't we just do them right now?
I was going to try to do a read. Oh. Rucket read.
Yeah, we could.
We got to do a friends.
We need to make some money, you know? So we should do a read.
Our friends at Rucket are here still. 2021. New year. New you. Get the chipper. Get the whack-a-hack nets. Get the full driving range setup. We had a friend of the program reach out for a garage driving range setup. You know, luxury of having a garage, I suppose. The promo code is SGS15. Start working on your game now while it's cold, while you're not, you know, expected to maybe be your sharpest. I saw Dustin Johnson was like, you know, they're popping him. Like, you know, have you been grinding? What's your practice? He's like, I've just been hanging out with family, you know, the holidays. They're like, oh, well, when you got over here, like, you started getting back into it. It's like, no, I mean, I'm really just enjoying Hawaii with my family. Like, I came out, I saw some stuff that wasn't good, you know, but I'll be all right. You know, I'm fine. So nobody needs, you have an excuse for not being sharp right now. Just go work on the racket net indoors. Even DJ is not sharp.
I was watching golf today, and I saw they cut to like a picture of DJ. Like, it was, you know, obviously super early in the morning in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and he's playing a practice round in a cart by himself. He probably told Austin, you don't need to come. I'm just gonna go sip around, you know. And it's like, you know, let him just be.
Yeah.
If we learned anything in 2021, just let or 2020, let DJ be.
Yep.
He's fine. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He doesn't do things the way other players do, and other players don't do things the way DJ does, and that's fine, you know.
Yep. So we forgot that the contest closed. They gave away $280 some driving range at home driving range setups. The winners of that are Paul Kruppi, and Tony Coletto. So thank you for entering that. Those are your lucky.
Did you watch Curb?
Yeah, not in a long time though.
Do you ever see that episode, Officer Kruppke?
The rings a bell.
He has the whole song, Officer Kruppke.
Yes,
yes. Yes. I think that's the one where he walks out of the store in the pants. But Paul Kruppke reminds me of...
Paul Kruppke. Kruppke.
Kruppke reminds me of Officer Kruppke.
Maybe he's just singing the song to himself while he's wailing away in his racket net.
He might be doing Bryson's feet exercise.
So anyways, I think the promo code is SGS15, 15% off your orders, $100 or more. Now's the time to stock up. It's ruckit.com, SGS15. Thanks to them for continuing to support this podcast and the community around it. All right. So you have anything else on... can I throw in what to watch for on Century? Is the graphics. Like, this is my favorite thing. I alluded to it at the top. This is like, you just had a field day where they start like Gary Woodland's record in the big events last year. And they list the players in the four majors. So then we're going to get, what's the season of championships this year? Was it the championship stretch last year? Are we going to get Olympics? What are we going to get? How does this work? Like, you start understanding how the narrative is going to be like, what's the first big event? The first major? Is that the players?
Is this the first big event?
Well, how are they pumping up FedEx Cup? How are they weaving? Are they weaving in with dumb FedEx file graphics? Like, it's always fun to understand what we're in for this year. And so keep your eyes peeled on that. It's just a really enjoyable sort of appetizer.
Remember a couple years ago when they put the like birdie graphic on the screen, like on the green when somebody was putting?
Yes. I liked those.
I didn't mind them.
I enjoy them.
I'll never forget 2 years ago. You know, I'm always so stoked to watch Kapalua. It's always
great.
Middle of winter, you know, here in Chicago. The Bears are rarely in the playoffs. So this is a rare year that I have interference. You know, I have a conflict here.
Yeah.
But I'm always just like, especially like Thursday and Friday night, I love, you know, there's nothing going on. It's the new year. You turn on golf and it's dark out and you're watching golf at Kapalua. It's just, I just remember like throughout my life, this tournament. And it's one of my favorite tournaments of the year. It's the event of the week.
It's just the only event, really. So again, some of weeks we may not, you know, give you the hard sell that you need to watch or should watch, but this is just a nice little winter tradition. It's a great way just to jump into the new year.
How about this is the year that it's not the Tournament of Champions? You want to talk about that?
Sure, we can talk about that. They put it to Pat Reed. He's like, do you think these guys deserve to be here? He's like, I don't know. He's like, then he got the sense this game. He was like, well, there was a pandemic. You know, we didn't play for 3 months. He started to come back, but benevolent Patrick there wasn't about to be so benevolent when he... But yeah, I saw one tweet. It was a little misleading about it. You know, this is champions only. It's like, well, it's not. It's not really. I mean, Tony Finau's there shouting about, you know, rolling it back equipment of some sort, too. It looks like he's tweeting, welcome to resistance. Tony, 260cc. How about that? Is that
Tony,
his tweet?
280. 280cc. 280, okay. Could start with a 280cc driver. How about that? One of the speed kings speaking out. So we got Rory and Fee now saying, you know what? Maybe bifurcation isn't the worst thing.
So we have it's the Tournament of Champions and low net tour championship invitees as well. It's not all champions. I don't know. I don't have a big beef with it. Do you? It's only 42 players in the field, I think, is what I saw.
Yeah, I think it's great. I don't think this should be an every year thing. I do like having more players in this field. I wish that like this was like a 60-person field every year, but it wouldn't be the Tournament of Champions. And that's an important thing. I could sense that the tour is really trying to test out, hey, can we make this a perk of making it to the East Lake?
I think that's where they were going.
They're floating this. They keep floating it around. They're asking all the players. Like, JT's like, well, I mean, it's the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah.
Xander was the same way. they asked him. Todd Lewis asked him. Xander's like, well, I mean, it's the Tournament of Champions, you know?
Wouldn't be able to be called back at that. There was a trial balloon. Is that what you're saying? They maybe have said, like, Golf Channel, you need to ask all these guys, are you open to this? Do you like seeing this? Like, because otherwise, I mean, it's a weird question. Like, yeah, they did it because there's a pandemic. Why? Maybe you're right. Maybe it is a trial balloon. I wonder if you want your 60-man field, utilize the strategic alliance. Get, like, you know, some of those other guys. Sammy Valimaki wins in Oman. Get him an invite. Get him over there. Maybe they could do that. They're not playing on the Euro Tour.
Let me ask you a question. Looking at the field list, which of these players will be for sure? Would you bet the largest sum of money on making their last trip to the Kapalua to play in the Tournament of Champions?
Hudson Swafford? No, he's not bad. He's younger too. He's good.
Wait, you got Stu Sink at 47.
Oh yeah,
Brian Gay is another option. Bob Strepp. Michael Thompson. You could pick Kokrak.
Who is it? No. Hell no. Kokrak. I think Kokrak's going to be there in Atlanta.
He's in the top 25 in the world.
He's in fine shape. Who is, I mean, is Martin Trainer like the one that's probably played this event that's like absolutely never ever going to play it again? Like even more. Brian Gay. I think Brian Gay is the choice. I mean, he's just this poofer. The modern game has passed him by. He snuck one out of Bermuda because Wyndham Rewards Clark just, whatever, botched it a little bit. Brian Gay is the one. Who's it for you?
I'd say, I think I'd have to go with Stu Sink. Number 3 in the FedEx Cup right now, but I just don't see him holding on to that position.
You don't think so? Does Stu Sink make it to Atlanta?
No.
His home.
No. I just can't see it happen.
Just Jim Herman.
I feel so bad about Herman.
No, that sucks. Because you're talking about like the older guys. That sucks. Had COVID, right? Had to pass?
Yeah.
Or tested positive?
You know what? I was talking to Spartan for a fried egg pod today. And he was talking about Finau and Herman. He was dishing on Herman. I said, listen. Hermes Champions Tour eligible. Tony Finau can't say that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What does he got to win twice? Yeah. Unbelievable. That's good.
Did you see the pairing? Did you see your boys pairing? Todd? Yeah.
Todd and Thick Boy. It's fantastic. What a way to watch. What a contrast in styles. What an absolute treat.
I hope we get to see every single approach shot where each of them is playing from.
That's a good point. I think Bryson might, I guess if it rained. They asked him, now, who was it that hit the 498-yard drive? Davis or Ernie or something?
Tiger.
Tiger? Okay. They asked him about it. He started, licking his chops. Like, they just put a fresh chocolate milk down in front of him on the table. He's, wetting his whistle. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. 498 is So he may be out there. That may be his only purpose to playing this week, is just to get the 500 mark. So
I'll tell you what, this sugar affliction I was talking about is real. You just said chocolate milk, and I just started thinking about how much I'd love a chocolate milk right now.
You got issues going on over there. Stop.
That's what I'm doing. I'm stopping. That's a ripping the Band-Aid off.
I like it. I like it. All right, let's go to 21. Well,
we're
on chocolate milk. Let's do our activation station, because we got Bryson is posting up in a beach chair with a Mai Tai, but it appears to be chocolate milk in the glass with like a Mai Tai. A piece of pineapple, and maybe it's a protein shake. It looks like chocolate milk.
How about Puma activating Bryson like Ricky doesn't exist?
He has cucked Ricky now. Their Aloha series or whatever the line is, it features Bryson. And
Ricky's nowhere to be seen.
Ricky's fishing off some pier last I saw in Jupe. They had him. It's interesting. What else we got? Rom has moved to Cali, I'm told. It seems like I can't find enough on it yet, but I think he may have moved to Cali.
You know what I liked is Eric Patterson. He did some investigative reporting.
What did he investigate?
The PGA Tour website article said that this isn't a big deal for Rom. He played Callaway clubs in college. Eric went through a lot of old photos of John Rom playing golf. And none of the equipment appeared to be Callaway.
Well, you can just write anything these days.
Maybe he tried Callaway. Maybe he hit him on the range once.
Tried Phil's old clubs or something that he gave to Tim. So he's with Callaway. That was.
I want to talk about your point that you made.
What's that? How he was framed about RHF 59 at, what was it, Silverleaf or something like that?
What's wrong with our society? Like, what's going on?
They're making societal. I know.
Like, well, your point was so perfect. Channel, this guy got to world number one with tailor-made equipment. And you're going to tell me about the 59, the casual round 59 he shot with the Callaway clubs? He was number one in the world with tailor-made clubs. Like, you're going to tell me, shouldn't be. It's like, who cares?
That's my issue. Is the way we headline this. Like, we have no dog in this fight. TaylorMade makes, we have no allegiance to TaylorMade. We have no allegiance to Callaway. They both make good, fine stuff. No complaints on this. But, like, when you get the promo release, you don't need to just parrot it into your headline. John Rahm shoots 59 with his new Cal. That's exactly what they want you to do. The independent otherwise, in air quotes, that's all I, like, today... There's a thing on Golf Channel, a ton of people I respect and are awesome. I'm ideas. Like, and it's like, what will be the effects of John Rahm switch to Callaway? On the big banner on the desk is like sponsored by Callaway Chrome Soft. It's like, I'm not going to click on that. I doubt they're going to say the transition is going to be a disaster. Like, he'll probably be fine. You know why? Because John Rahm's really good at golf. There may be a transition period. We've seen this with a lot of like top players. It may take a while. It may take not a while, but a month or two, or I don't know, 6 months. But like,
do you think this is it's going to go better than Sergio's run with Callaway?
That was not another Spaniard.
That's what I'm
Rom's
saying.
His boyhood idol. Surprised he went that way.
Do you think he joined Callaway because Seve, once had lunch with Eli Callaway?
No, anyways, whatever. We all know, like, there's so many conflicts out there. It's just like, I don't know. It's a newsworthy item. No, I think it's a newsworthy thing.
Newsworthy
write about
item.
It. Talk about it.
Well, but it's a crazy thing. Think about the last time a world number one made a drastic equipment change.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Was it Rory?
No.
Rory and Nike? Rose to Anma?
Anma.
He won at Harbors. Didn't he win by like... Yeah. January, and then that was it.
Then there was the breakup. It's like a lot of times these top flight players switching equipment, it's not like a smooth transition in a lot of cases. you know?
Yeah, no.
Like, just go look at what Zach Johnson's career, what happened to Zach Johnson's career after he switched to PXG. Look at Sergio and Callaway. Like, the guy's ball striking numbers fell off the cliff, you know?
Rory and Nike was not great. Maybe been other things, but I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, so that's other activation. Bryson, what else? We have
like,
Adam Scott.
You have to get paid so much if you're John Rahm to make that switch.
You know, that's another point. I have no issue with them getting the bag like that, though.
I don't have an issue
either.
I
know Brooks takes a different route and wants to stay agnostic and all that. Like, even Rose going to Anma because he's in his advanced age and getting the... Like, it's a perk and a right you've earned. Just, you got to deal with the side effects.
Do you think he had to give the Anma money back?
Well, I think that was the whole out of respect delay. They're trying to figure that whole where was the money going back or not. So what else we got? Pat Reed is G4. Wearing pray for birdies, death to bogeys, all that. Like, it's just an absolute perfect bonanza synergy. We will have fun with that all year. We will need to almost do that in moderation, slow our rolls. Don't get addicted to it like you with sugar. But, I mean, look, G4, I'm sure, appeals to you. Some people out there, it does not necessarily to me. There are certain...
You saying it appeals to me?
No, just you, the listener out there, the unidentified listener. I'm sure
it's
fine. They
make some cool shit.
Yeah, they do. I'm not dismissing it out of hand. I think that's the guy who, bribed his way into USC, right?
Yeah, Massimo.
Yeah, there's that. But Pat Reed, that's another one today. Todd Lewis compared Pat Reed to Vijay Singh in the way he's just like never stops practicing. It's like, well, there's another parallel there too, huh? A little indiscretion,
a little bit more synergy
scandal
there.
Keep
pulling the string.
Yeah,
you might find a little bit.
Well,
more.
Actually, maybe it is closer. So whatever, that's going to be, he's going to look like an idiot a lot. Don't you think? He'll look like.
I'm excited for it. I just can't wait to see what these 4 days bring us. And then I can't wait for the next 4 days. Like it's a nice little treat. This is why 2021's already turning out to be better than 2020. You know, this little
that's
nugget.
True. That's true. Other things, Adam Scott is out of a Titleist hat, apparently still with Titleist, going to Armlock.
Armlock. I'm hearing mixed reports whether it's an Armlock.
Oh, I thought I saw someone tonight say he is going to Armlock.
We'll know on Thursday.
We will.
Know?
That's right.
With Adam Scott is you'll never know what he's going to be doing on the putting green. It is important to point out that the last 2 years, Adam Scott's been a positive strokes gained putter. Did you know that?
No, I don't think I did.
Putting the best he's ever putted in his career the last 2 years.
How many events did he play last year?
Like 11.
Eight.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do. Can we do one and done real quick? Who do you got for this? Event of the week is Century Tournament of Champions. I'm going to go with Stuart Sink. Last hurrah. Making a bid to come back.
Stuart Sink.
Punching his early ticket. I don't want to use a big name out of the gate here. 42 players. I think he's got a chance. Stuart Sink. He's hot. He's third in the world rankings or FedEx Cup rankings, whatever. Same difference. I'm going with Stuart Sink. Who do you like?
I'm going to take this guy loves small fields. I took him last year. He almost won last year. Xander. Wins... won the FedEx Cup, shadow leaderboard, small field.
Someone asked him about that. He winked about it, like he didn't win last year. He's like, I guess I didn't. Kind of, sort of didn't win last year. But, all right, Xander and Stuart Sink, two sort of opposite ends of the spectrum type players at this point. All right, let's move on to. I guess predictions for 2021. This is the most futile exercise. I don't think we'll take this seriously. When people start listing their major winners at who's going to win the Ryder Cup, I just think it's crazy to do that in January. Nobody cares. Maybe do it in March. But what are some... So we're breaking this up, or it's a big, big definition. Prediction slash wish list or something.
These are not at all serious, too.
No, of course not. Like my first one, 21 prediction. Not serious. Ricky misses the Masters, but there's still a big scripting announcement. He still has scripting. Doesn't qualify, doesn't win, doesn't get in the top 50 the week before. But there's still a lot of scripting. You know, shoes made out of, you know, recycled grass from Augusta's clippings or something. That'll happen. What do you got?
All right. This is an annual tradition. Started with Danny Willett.
Speed.
I can't remember who it was last year, but I think it might have been Graham McDowell, which is ironic because Graham McDowell is one spot ahead of him. But I'm going to say that our boy,
uh-oh,
George Coetzee,
no, come
will
on,
be ranked ahead of come Jordan on Spieth at the end of the calendar year.
Where's Coetzee now? That can't. I was just feasting on these, you know, random South Africa Sunshine Tour events and Malaysia, My Bank Open Championship. What? Where is he now?
Coetzee is ranked 93. Others in consideration for this, I was really thinking about Hermie. I was thinking about going Jim Herman.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that Sam Horsfield was too easy of one to pick.
Yeah.
But Spieth 84.
I was going to say, what is he now? 84? So do you think he's going the wrong way this year? You think he's going higher?
I don't know. This brings me to another.
Coetzee's on the charge. Is that what you're saying?
This brings me to another thing that I don't think has been talked about enough in golf. I think this is, once we get done with all these Tiger documentaries, this is the next great documentary opportunity.
Spieth?
What happened in Baker's Bay?
SB2K, whatever?
17.
What happened? What are you suggesting? Do you think that's the line of demarcation for when Spieth went downhill? He won the Birkdale after that.
Let me just tell you what
it
was going on.
16. It was 16, was it not? The week after he and Smiley were in the final group? Maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
Baker's Bay was, I think it was 17.
I think the first one was 16 because he and Smiley had just played in the final group together at the Masters. And then they went to Baker's Bay.
Oh, it was 2016. You're right.
They rebooted it again, I think, in 17. But yeah, 16.
All right. So at the time, quarter two of 2016, Jordan Spieth is second in the world rankings. Ricky Fowler is fifth in the world rankings.
Wow.
Smiley Kaufman is 49th in the world rankings.
Man.
Justin Thomas is 34th in the world rankings. Fast forward.
Where are they now?
Where are they now, you ask?
5 years, almost 5 years later, closing in on 5 years later. Okay.
Jordan Spieth is 84th. Ricky Fowler is 56th. Smiley Kaufman's 1,523rd. And Justin Thomas is third.
So that's a documentary.
What happened to the other three guys?
What happened down there? I don't know. Was that the beginning of the end? I mean,
did JT steal their... Was it like the Space Jam when the Monstars steal all the powers? Like, was that what happened?
It's not been a... Yeah. Not been a brilliant run since that little party. Are you blaming that? Are you just... It's interesting that three of the four have sort of dropped off quite a bit.
For one of them, it was a quick drop off. Two of them, pretty
Smiley.
Just yeah. A slow burn. Who knows?
Just a slow burn.
We all slow just burn. Want to know what really happened at Baker's Bay.
All right. Any other? So dovetailing that, this is a wish list. Spieth ends up in the top 50 OWGR by the end of the year, during this year, gets in.
All
right. He's got to find it, right? I guess he does.
I hope so. I'd love if Jordan Spieth to be a big-time player again.
I think he might win. Cameron McCormick might be... They're doing club champion commercials together, I saw. Maybe Cameron McCormick's out. Maybe he gets it back. I don't know. Can't go on forever. What else you got for 2021? prediction.
I got JT. JT's going to win four times and be number one in the world at the end of the year.
Will one of those four be a major, or is it just WGC?
I think one of them will be a major.
Okay. All right. Another one I got. Semi-serious. And it's so dependent on conditions. Who knows what will happen? That Kiowa will be harder than Torrey Pines. So, relative to par. So,
I like that one.
I did some investigative reporting. May is about the windiest, not the windiest month, but, you know, it's much windier than August. Certainly, August score, like Rory was like minus 13. Very humid.
Anybody else. Nobody else was really lit it up, though.
He won by like seven or so, six. It was very humid, of course, August in South Carolina coast. Hot. I think it'll be maybe a little firmer, certainly windier. It's usually typically windier in May. Torrey, I just wonder, what can they do? What can you do with that to make it really hard these days? You go lawn and rough? Like, the greens are what they are, right? I mean, I guess you can make them really fast.
It's just going to be a bludgeoning fest at Torrey.
I'm just wondering. You know, Kerry Haig, those guys don't shoot it, set it up to be, you know, an ass kicker, but, you know, say it gets real windy at Kiowa for a few days. I thought maybe rare occasion where the score, at least in the modern, in our era, the score of the PGA is maybe closer to par than the U.S. Open.
But I turned on Golf Channel the other morning, and they had one of those golf films on the War on the Shore. It was delightful to watch, but, it got windy out there, and they were talking about the 17th hole. You know, I don't know if you know what happened that day, but, like, Nobody could even get it across.
Yeah, they couldn't. Yeah. Or they were just bailing out into like the dune, right?
Dunes left. Yeah. Cal Kvecchia hit what some call the worst shot of all time. It's like a shank top.
Yeah. That was not finest hour for Cal. Anyways, I don't know. It could be fun.
That's
could
a good
a fun
take.
Major.
I like that take a lot.
I think the average wind was like 10 point something miles per hour average. So in May.
That might be another spot where we get what people talk about being gusted.
Potentially. All right. What's another 2021 you got?
Sungjae Im will be ranked higher than two of the three of Matthew Wolff, Morikawa, and Hovland. This is mostly just like, I feel like Sungjae just does not get the props that these guys get. And he's the same age. I think he's 21. He was the Korn Ferry Rookie of the Year. He was the PGA Tour Rookie, or the Korn Ferry Player of the Year. The PGA Tour Rookie of the Year. He won last year. What he won the Honda, right?
Yes. Yes.
Won Honda last year, was in the final group of the Masters, and nobody talks about him. They all just clamor on about, I know Morikawa won a major, Matthew Wolff, like all the, like Sungjae's 18th, Matthew Wolff's 15th, and Hovland's 14th, but you'd think Sungjae, based off the media attention these other guys get compared to him, would be 40th in the world. Like, he just does not get the love he deserves.
Yep. That's a good one. Great take. He wandered in the wilderness for a while, though. And with all these guys have. I mean, Matthew Wolff was kind of, figuring out for 6-8 months there. And then
DJ wandered in the wilderness.
Sure.
Last year.
Literally, maybe. All right. Another one. You already alluded to this. John Peterson, old friend, finishes higher than Patrick Cantlay in a single event. I don't know what it is. He's going to get an exemption. He's going to find his way in. He finishes higher than Patrick Cantlay. It'll be a victorious moment. He walks off. I told you so moment. Mission accomplished banner. He throws his hands up in the air. And I don't have much to add to that. But that's going to happen in 2021. All right?
Yeah. Is Sabo, wasn't he going to play with Reed in the Zurich?
Yeah.
You think that's still going to happen?
God willing. I don't know. Reed apparently is with Ledbetter now, full time. Did you hear that?
No.
That was another little nugget they slipped in today. And apparently, like Sunday of US Open, remember he was threatening at Wainfoot? Mm-hmm. And then just completely ejected on the weekend. I guess he canned his coach that day and like flew to Orlando. He's full time with Ledbetter now.
Did he can the coach or did Justine?
That's, obviously. Yeah, Reed, Sabo, and Zurich would be just a fantastic little... That's really dead time, you know, after the Masters. I guess we have the PGA now, but yeah. That would be great.
We should go to the Zurich.
We should go to a lot of things. There's a lot of things we're talking about I think we should go to. But we'll see where we're at. Maybe, yeah, we'll see where we're at. Tiger finally releases his own flavor of Monster. This has been a 3 or 4 year tease.
I wanted to talk to you about Monster. I've been getting popped with a lot of people about their stock performance.
You know, yeah, it's amazing. I get this sent to me like once a month. And somebody somewhere with a lot of followers tweets about it, and then all of a sudden people think, you see this about Monster stock? It's the fastest growing stock over the last decade. It's like, I'm aware. This has been going on for like 8 months. Like this, the stock surge trajectory of Monster. And somebody tweeted about it again today, and it became another thing. It's continuing up and up and up. It's, you know, putting poison in your body. Just talk about sugar. Anyways, Tiger finally gets his own flavor of taurine. You know, Phil's got coffee for wellness. You know, Tiger's got taurine for, I don't know, unhealthy stuff. Anything else you got?
I got nothing else.
I got one last big one I'm going to throw out. Prediction, maybe more of a wish list. I think we get maybe bifurcation by the end of the calendar year.
Whoa!
I'm just throwing it out there. Just trying to drop bomb. We're doing too many fun ones. I'm not asking to get into a conversation that it's going to happen. It should, shouldn't.
You better be careful. You can get the data boys after you.
What if Mike Davis... Mike Davis is moving on to shirtless shaper. He just wants to drop the bombs on his way out. I doubt that's going to happen, but, you know, maybe we get bifurcation. All right. Anything else? I have a whole news section we didn't touch on.
Oh, we can hit the news. Let's hit on the news.
I have no specifics.
I might have more
this.
Predictions on Friday.
Okay, let's do that again. We'll run some back. Pace of play is back.
Oh,
apparently.
Allegedly.
Billy, you know, Hoggard was saying they're, you know, observation lists, this, that, and the other is back. Billy Horschel, so stunner, was available for comment. He talked about, like, oh, yeah, we got to have this. We should have this. You know, there's guys that are slow. We got to have this. Yeah. So he had that.
Always available for comment.
Available nonstop. And so, yeah, pace of play. That was another early week story. Does it happen? Is anyone penalized? We'll see. Maybe
what about
fines
the CT
never...
machine? Is there any news on the CT machine?
No. Nothing on that. But I mean, the observation list that's not public, I just don't think has much effect anyways. Rex Hoggard had a nugget that piqued my interest in the article. The players, he thinks is the first time we see crowds on the PGA Tour. Full crowds are probably at least a year away. The tour is eyeing a return something closer to full capacity in March at TPC Sawgrass, according to various sources. Something closer to full capacity in March. God, I hope so. God willing.
I hope this isn't that so much we're at a point where that is a smart and safe decision. That would be.
This isn't so much a sentimental move based on the players being the final event with full crowds before last year's shutdown. God, I hope so. That too is sentimental. Let's get everybody back. As it is the result of time and location. Florida is among the most aggressive states when it comes to reintroducing crowds to sporting events. And the hope is that by the spring, the pandemic will be more contained. Isn't that all our hope? So don't rule out the Chainsmokers Part 2. Redux yet. I thought that was an interesting note at the top of the year, according to sources. What else we got? Oh, it's Tyler Strafacci. It's another Brantley Romine nugget. Yeah. He's skipping his final semester at Georgia Tech. He's going to turn pro, it sounds like, after the Walker Cup. So he'll play the Masters.
It's
maybe
a May
a
Walker
time.
Cup.
Yeah, he's got a May Walker Cup. And then you got the Hovland rule, so he can still do the... I think he can still do the U.S. Open after. So it sounds like he's going to turn pro after the Walker Cup. Strafacci. Seems fine, right? I don't know. Is there any criticism for him not playing Georgia Tech, not going for whatever, team title, individual title? I don't know.
I mean, like, who knows what that season's going to even be, you know?
It's not like LaMelo Ball going to Australia or whatever to skip. Yeah, it's not exactly that. He's the USAM champ. All right, I got nothing else. You got any other news? Any other things you want to have, get off your chest here? This is longer than I thought, but
just nothing. I'm just ready to be back in the swing, revitalized. You know,
we are
recharge the batteries for like 2 days and back at it. You know, got this is the. I'll tell you what, the last few weeks of sports in general have been just insane. I feel like there's just stuff on all the time. You know,
I know every night, right? Yeah. Every night it feels like there's a primo event of sorts. So, all right, we'll be back Friday, back to our normal cadence, normal schedule. We appreciate you guys all sticking with us through the holiday break, the year review. If you haven't listened to those, would recommend it. Seems like people are just still getting through the final 8 hours, the full, you know, segment installment. But thank you for that. And we will be back with you on Friday to talk a little more Kapalua.